There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
on the UB Sports Network from Learfield, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, by WGRZ Channel 2, Nike, Pepsi, by Town BMW, and by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the Monday edition of UB Football Insider. My name is Paul Peck. Head coach Lance Leipold will join us for our second segment as the Bulls are wrapping up practice on campus, and he will make his way over here to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Coming up in the next hour, we will look back at a very disappointing, but there were some really good signs of progress that came from the Bulls in the 14-13 loss to Northern Illinois on Saturday. We'll look back at that game with Coach. We'll be joined by our special player guest. That's junior cornerback Cam Lewis, who has been one of the Bulls' outstanding players so far this season. He will join us. John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Department will be here to talk a little bit more about some more records and achievements the Bulls have obtained. They've got one guy who leads the nation in a category, and one guy who's pretty close to leading the nation in a category. We'll talk about that. But we will kick things off, as we always do, with our buddy Brian Wolf, the Associate Director for Athletic Communications, more affectionately known as Mr. Mack, here to join us, talk a little bit about what went on in the conference this week and a little bit about some of the other sports going on campus. Wolfie, how are you today?
Doing well. It was a busy weekend on campus, a disappointing football score, but some other real promising things happening around campus.
Yeah, and to follow up on your point there, and I used the word disappointing, and you did as well, too. And, I think some of that is molded by, and Lance Leipold brought this up in his post-game press conference. You look at last year's game against Northern Illinois, and frankly, a lot of the games versus Northern over the years, it was over within the first 5 minutes of the game. The Bulls just really weren't competitive last year. Well, to be able to look forward this year to see how well they played defensively, how there were a number of chances to win, even with a third-string freshman quarterback, again, an indication of where the progress is coming from this team.
Yeah, I mean, the last 2 weeks have been against two of the top teams in the MAC, in Western Michigan and Northern Illinois. And when you talk about, a combined score of 4 points that you lost by in two games, it's encouraging, but it's disappointing. And, you'd like to pick one of those up, or obviously you want to pick both of them up, but you want to, show – while you know in the locker room that there's progress, and while people like us know there's progress, sometimes you got to see it in the wins and the losses.
Of course.
And, when you don't get that result, it is disappointing. But there were so many good things that happened on Saturday. We'll talk about it more with Coach, but, Kyle Fantrese coming in as a true freshman and just doing a nice job running the offense, and then the defense playing unbelievable after, the Bulls get, the UB got down 14-3 in that game, and then the defense just they held them scoreless for for over a half, almost three full quarters. I mean, I think that second touchdown was early in the second quarter. And it was just a really encouraging performance by the defense. They got some turnovers. Forced fumbles were the one thing that they didn't really have to their resume. They didn't have one
yet all season.
I know you're going to talk with Cam Lewis, who was a big part of one of those fumble recoveries in that game. But I thought it was a great performance by the defense, and I think they're getting a lot of confidence going as the season progresses.
Yeah, and again, as Brian mentioned, those may be the two of the three, if you want to put Toledo in the mix there as well. So two of the three best teams in the MAC, the Bulls played last 2 weeks. How about this? I know you like statistical oddities, and your colleague John Fuller mentioned this over the weekend. UB and Western Michigan can go seven overtimes in a 71-69 game. Both come back the following week and lose by the exact same score of 14-13.
Yeah, I mean,
if that doesn't tell you what college football is all about in its unpredictability, I don't know what
yeah,
does.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the score, you know, I think that's just, you know, that's luck that there's both 14-13. I think what it shows, though, is how hard these games are. And when you play almost a second entire game within the first game, you don't just recover midway through October and say, all right, you know, we're ready to go. I mean, these guys played an extra 2 hours than that game, and it shows a little bit in the following weekend. I think that's what you see is how hard a game is for these student athletes, and how hard a seven overtime game is to play.
Yeah, well, of course. And Brian always joins us here every week on the UB Football Insider Show to talk a little bit about what's going on around the conference and some of the outstanding achievements by some of the NFL guys that are literally on every team in the NFL has a guy from the MAC. But once again, the guy who continues to be the shining star, not only for the MAC, but for really the entire NFL, is Kareem Hunt of the Chiefs. And even though they suffered their first loss, he had another big game and achieved kind of a neat little statistical record, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, he's the first rookie in NFL history to go 100-plus scrimmage yards in each of his first six games. And I think what's been so surprising with Kareem Hunt is the threat he's been in the passing game. He didn't have the best rushing game on yesterday, you know, but he's there in the passing game. He's probably Alex Smith's one of his favorite targets right now, and he's making an impact both rushing the ball and receiving.
Yeah, elsewhere around the MAC, you know, whenever the Steelers play well, that's always a big game for the MAC because Big Ben bounces back with a good game. Antonio Brown has a good game as well. James Harrison played great, had the key sack at the end of that upset over the Chiefs. So, you know, the Steelers MAC guys continuing to shine.
Yeah, I mean that team's like the MAC All-Stars.
That's right.
You know, they have one at almost every position, and if they, you know, had a running back from the MAC, then you really could say that they've got one, you know, in every facet of the game, or if they had, you know, a kicker. But again, Big Ben just kind of doing what he does, and I think he was probably more disappointed in the way he's been playing this season than almost anybody else. And Antonio Brown had a big catch, and you know, and then as you mentioned, James Harrison, you know, playing well defensively. So they got a lot from the MAC. Khalil didn't have the best game, but again, it, when you watch that game, there's just so much attention that's being drawn to him that it's really hard for him to get tackles and to get sacks and tackles for loss. And he still had four tackles, but, you know, probably a disappointing game for him and for the Raiders, frankly. And then, you know, Brandon Oliver been sitting out with a little bit of a hamstring injury, and I know he's close, but wasn't able to go yesterday.
Yeah, been a disappointing year for the Raiders. Two wins in a row for the L.A. Chargers with Brandon Oliver there as well, too. And I, you know, again, even other things you noticed watching the highlights: San Francisco defensive touchdown on a pick six on a fumble. Another MAC guy, Jimmy Ward from Northern Illinois, another first round pick. So, you know, as you and I watch highlights, and a lot of Bulls fans do, they're like, hey, that name sounds familiar. Oh yeah, I remember watching that guy at UB Stadium. So the MAC guys continue to be shining stars in the NFL. Last moment or two here with Brian Wolf, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. You mentioned it's busy on campus. You got the fall sports that are kind of starting to wrap up. You've got the winter sports like basketball going. Give us a little update on what's going on elsewhere beyond football.
Yeah, I mean, real busy weekend on campus this past weekend. Volleyball, two big home wins. They beat Northern Illinois in three, then came back and beat Western Michigan in four sets Saturday night. Just the second time that UB has ever beaten Western Michigan in volleyball. So they're 4-4 in conference. They're going out for a five match road trip, which will really help determine their seedings. And then women's soccer had a big win yesterday at Toledo, 1-0 win. They had a tough loss on Friday night at Bowling Green, but that season's starting to wrap up. They're sixth right now, so they're in a good position for the playoffs. but they're trying to fight for that home game, and they have three matches left. And then cross country had a nice weekend. The women went down to Penn State. Stephanie Ward had a real nice weekend running, and the guys stayed here and ran at Delaware Park, and they're getting ready for the MAC Championships. And then November 10th, the Bulls actually host the NCAA Northeast Regionals at Amherst Audubon Golf Course, so they're getting ready for that. And then, as you mentioned, the winter getting started. Women's swimming and diving, they were down at Florida International last week. Meg Burns was unbelievable again. Wrestling is getting started here on November 2nd. They're going to host Cal State Bakersfield. And then basketball, as you mentioned, they're both getting ready to go. They got the exhibition games.
Less than 3 weeks away from their first exhibition.
Yeah, those exhibition games are November 3rd. It's actually going to be a busy week. And November 2nd, we'll host wrestling against Cal State Bakersfield in the opener. Then have the exhibitions at Alumni Arena on the 3rd. And then on the 4th, volleyball will be back home against Toledo. So that'll be a pretty busy weekend on campus. And, but it's encouraging. It's the best time of the year, I think. I mean, when you have these sports that are – that are overlapping, you just know it's that time when these fall sports are making their push for the playoffs and for MAC championship games, and the winter sports are going. It's an exciting time around campus.
Yeah, it is a great time to be a Bulls fan because there is so much going on. Men's and women's basketball teams will open up their season on Friday, November 3rd. The women will host Bloomsburg at 5:30. The men will take on Damon at 8. Tickets and more information are available for UB basketball at ubbulls.com or 1-877-UB there. I know I heard over the weekend, and maybe some Bulls fans were wondering, women's basketball team is scheduled to play a tournament in Puerto Rico, but because of the hurricane that had to be rescheduled, I think we finally know what and when and where.
Yeah, there's a lot of those tournaments, both on the men's and women's side, are played in on Puerto Rico and some of the islands that were affected by hurricanes, and obviously the first thoughts, and then the first thing that need to be done is to get the residents of those islands back up running with power. So basketball tournaments are so secondary and to any of that. So a lot of those are being moved. And one of the tournaments that did get moved was the San Juan Shootout that the women's team is going to be in. They'll still play it. It's going to be at Daytona Beach, Florida. I think it got pushed back a day, so it's going to be one game on Thanksgiving, and then they're going to play the Friday after Thanksgiving as well. But they'll still be down in some nice weather, just down in Daytona Beach while Puerto Rico continues to come back from the devastating hurricane.
Yeah, good. Well, Brian, thanks for the update on a lot of stuff. Always good to catch up with Wolfie here and find out what's going on around the MAC and around on campus. Brian Wolf is the Associate Director for Athletic Communications at UB. We thank him for joining us. Always fun to kick it off with the Mr. MAC segment with Brian Wolf. Head Coach Leipold is here now at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, just back from practice. So when we return, we'll get the lowdown on the game from Saturday, start talking about this Saturday's game on the road against the Miami Redhawks when Coach joins me for UB Football Insider from Learfield.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls! Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch. Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Hi, I'm Toma Dobrosavage, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Boy, it's the first time, Coach, that we've been here that the crowd hasn't been pouring in from the patio. We're mid-October, yeah. And we finally got a day where you don't necessarily want to be outside.
Right. We just got off the field, and you could tell. We still told our players, though, there'll be a month or so from now you'll be begging for a day like this.
That's
so
true.
I just think it was probably because it's been so beautiful in the area so much this the fall and the big dip, but it sounds like it's going to warm up here in a couple days.
Forecast for Saturday's game at Miami is mid-70s again.
Yeah,
so, you know, looks like the weather's going to get nice. He is Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, and we are here to talk a little bit about last Saturday's game against Northern Illinois, a lot more about the Miami Redhawks game coming up, which is next on the road for the Bulls Saturday. And just want to remind you, the next home game for the Bulls will come up on Tuesday night, November 7th. Love a little midweek action. That is when Bowling Green comes to town. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff at UB Stadium, 7:30. Correction on that. All right, Coach, let's talk a little bit about Saturday's game. It's a word that Brian Wolf and I already used, and I'm sure you'll use it a little bit too. It was disappointing on a lot of levels. Disappointing because you played pretty well against a really high-level team. Disappointing that you had chances to win. Disappointing that the quarterback gets hurt. As it's shaken out for you a couple of days later, mm-hmm. What has jumped out at you about the 14-13 defeat to Northern Illinois?
Yeah, I think you hit all the points that kind of happened in that. You know, we miss a field goal to take the lead, but then you have to look at it, they missed two field goals. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in these games, and as we've talked many times, there's a handful of plays that you wish you could have back. You know, it kind of hit me yesterday, I think, you know, that, you know, here we've lost two starting quarterbacks in approximately the same part of the field, of you know, opposite ends of our field, but in the same area.
Both right before halftime.
Yes, too. Right before half, right driving in to score, and then you end up with field goals. And those are, you know, little things, too, and deflating as well. But then as you search for positives, you know, here we go in a game, and, you know, I'm a little different than most people, as you know, anyway. But, you know, the overtime game, there's the scoring factor doesn't matter. I look at total points scored in regulation, and then from there, you know, for us to play scoreless, you know, holding Northern Illinois scoreless in the second half, you know, scoreless for anybody, let alone 14 points in a game in today's era of football is really a nice job by our defense, especially we're concerned, you know, the amount of snaps that we played the week before. So there's good things there. We knew we were playing a good front. We talked about the front seven,
yep,
of Northern Illinois, and it proved to be true.
We did live up to the billing.
And we didn't play as well as we had. And there's some things that we're disappointed with, and Darrell Paulson, our offensive line coach, addressed that with our line today in meetings. And we could have played better. And, you know, then you put a true freshman out there, a quarterback, and you know, you're trying to give him an opportunity to be successful and limit some things and try to keep it simple. And And, you know, the other thing, Paul, I guess the last thing I'd just say in the game is we never were able to truly, other than the missed field goal attempt, to flip the field position. They did a really nice job, even when we got stops, but we were inside our own 10.
There were 3 second-half drive starts inside the 10-yard
line.
Yeah,
you know, and that's tough for anyone, let alone you put a true freshman out there playing his first time. You know, true freshman is one thing, true freshman playing his first game, he just took his red shirt away from him, and then you start more majority of his drives inside the 10-yard line. Is a pretty heavy baptism.
Let's talk a little bit about you know, to follow up on your point, you know, the very disappointing injury that happens to Drew Anderson, and then all of a sudden now here's the next guy up, and he is a true freshman in Kyle Van Trees. You know, tell everybody a little bit what they need to know about him, and tell everybody a little bit about how you assess the way he handled not only his first appearance ever, but hey, you're going in for this play now.
Well, we made that decision after Tyree's injury. We had talked about it multiple times. Jim Zabrowski was really ahead of the curve about, okay, if Drew was in or Tyree was in and the other one was injured and the other quarterback's helmet came off for a play, but the player's okay, what were we going to do? We're going to put Dominic Johnson in and for the play.
Because that would have preserved the red shirt for,
yeah,
Kyle.
Yeah, but if we got to a point with injury to one of the first two quarterbacks that we were in, and then what essentially happened on Saturday was going to happen, Kyle was going to play. And that's what we made the decision. And after Tyree's injury, everything was that if something happened, we were going to play him. And, you know, so Kyle's, you know, first of all, he's prepared like it. He wanted to be in there. Kind of just working almost backwards a little bit is we're leaving the field at halftime, and he's excited that he finally gets a chance to play. He goes, I get to play, and he's smiling, and he's happy. So nervousness and some of that, no, I think he's ready. That's one thing about him. I guess to our listeners that don't know, Kyle Van Trees from Stowe, Ohio, is graduated early, which you see some people do these days. He graduated at the semester of his high school and enrolled at UB in January and went through spring football. So that has now turned out to be a huge blessing. And that he had that time to adjust to college, learn the offense, and go through everything like that. So I just remember, you know, when we look at so much film and you do things and you make decisions on scholarships and looking at you can look at athletic ability. But last fall, during one of our open weeks, I had a chance with Alan Hensel, recruits that area for us, to go watch him play. And it is very evident from the time he walked out on the field with his team that he was very mature, an outstanding leader, has great confidence in what he does, and it showed itself in that game. And I think those are the same things our fans will get to see as they go. He doesn't get rattled, and you know, he's going to make mistakes, but at the same time, I know he has a very bright future.
All right, with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, when we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, an update from Coach on the quarterback situation. We'll talk about the outstanding seasons being put up by Khalil Hodge and Anthony Johnson, and we'll preview this Saturday's game against the Miami Redhawks. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
UB football returns to UB Stadium Tuesday, November 7th, when they host the Falcons of Bowling Green State. Kickoff is slated for 7:30 p.m. with amazing touchdown catches.
Hangs it up deep into the end zone. Jump ball caught. Touchdown!
And gritty defensive plays.
Looking to throw. He is rushed. Sacked!
There's no better place to take in some midweek action than UB Stadium. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPointTeam. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider. My name is Paul Peck with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are also live on Facebook, on the UB Bulls Facebook page. Coach, wave to all the Facebook watchers. There you go. I always forget to thank the folks watching on Facebook Live, but another way for you to keep track of the show and to keep track of what's going on with the Bulls. So we continue with head coach Lance Leipold talking a little bit about this week's game coming up against the Miami Redhawks. And I guess, as I mentioned at the end of the first segment, you talked about Kyle Van Trees. Is there any update on your muddled quarterback position? That's the nicest word I can use to describe it, right?
Well, we got off the practice field about, 45 minutes ago. Kyle took all the reps, and he and Dominic shared them right now, and that's kind of where we're at right now as we head into preparation tomorrow.
All right. Well, that could change, obviously, as the week goes on, but at least for the moment, it will be Kyle. And I'm not a quarterback coach. Jim Zabrowski does a good job with that. But if I was and I was in your situation, I would go to Kyle and say, just throw it anywhere within 10 feet of Anthony Johnson, and you should be okay.
Well, you know, he's made quite a few plays for us in a short period of time in his career here. But if people haven't watched him play, it's sure enjoyable. You know, the catch on the sideline was just done. I think the ball was about, 2 yards out of bounds almost, and he stayed in, and he goes up and gets it. He makes some plays, and he's just been very steady. And the thing about him is he's stayed humble as he's doing this, and he's working hard at things that he needs to improve on. And he's just off to a fine start.
He had 7 catches for 140 yards against Northern Illinois. These are his season numbers now. 44 catches, 771 yards, and 5 touchdowns. He leads the MAC in receiving yards. He's number 2 in receptions, and he is number 4 in the country in receiving yards. Pretty amazing numbers for Anthony Johnson in his first year here.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. You know, I think one of the things that, from the time we got here and things are in the hiring process with Danny White and things like that that we had talked about that we wanted to address, or he felt needed addressing, as far as what we are doing in recruiting and things like that. I think we've been able to address some of those, and I think they're starting to show their light.
Well, if you think being 4th in the country in a category is good, it pales in comparison to linebacker Khalil Hodge. His 101 tackles, number 1 in the nation, averaging almost 14.5 tackles per game. Clearly number 1 in the MAC. How about this, Coach? Khalil's 101 tackles are 33 more tackles than the number 2 new tackler in the conference.
Wow. Again, I wasn't aware of that. And, you know, a year ago there were some things that where he had a lot of tackles and weren't getting off the field. And you look at where his game was Saturday and really the total number of snaps in the game. And you know, that's where it really shows how well he's playing. And I think a difference a little bit in that, again, is we had Chris Ford back on the field as well as Justin Brandon. And when those two tackles are playing and playing well, it allows those guys take up some space and take up blockers, and it allows Khalil to roam a little bit freer than normal, and he's able to get to places and make plays, and he's done an outstanding job.
He had 19 tackles and a sack against Northern Illinois, and that earned him Mid-American Conference East Division Defensive Player of the Week Award. All right, so this Saturday, a 2:30 kickoff at Oxford, Ohio, against the Miami Redhawks, who come in at 2-5, 1-2 in the MAC. They've lost three games in a row, albeit one of them to Notre Dame, but then two MAC losses to Bowling Green and Kent State. You know, Miami was an interesting story last year. They started 0-6. They won six in a row, first team to ever do that in NCAA history. And then they almost win their bowl game against Mississippi State of the SEC. So rightly so, they were predicted to be one of the favorites in the MAC East. Season hasn't quite gone that way, and those aren't my words. Those are Chuck Martin, the head coach's words. But what do you see and what do you expect out of the Redhawks?
Well, I think, Chuck Martin, you know, whether he be at Grand Valley State in Michigan or assistant at Notre Dame or the head coach at Miami, he's an outstanding football coach. He's coached both sides of the ball. He knows what he wants in his team. His staff has been with him. Most of them all the time with. They've done a great job in recruiting. They've made great facility improvements there to give him the chance to build this program. Now, like a lot of us, you know, they're very challenging parts of your non-conference schedule. And then you take on a Notre Dame and you go through some things. I don't know exactly when all their injuries took place, and there's been a few, and there's been a quarterback. And, you know, sometimes it's not just that game. It's the ripple effect off of that. And they still haven't, been able to come back, from that Notre Dame game. Now, the other thing is when you look at the scores other than Notre Dame, it's very similar to our season. The losses have been very close, and they've had some odd things happen to them. So don't let 2-5 fool you. And they've already shown from a year ago as a staff and a program that they can battle back and get hot and win a bunch of games. So that's, we talked about that in our meeting today, is that I don't know if there could be a better opponent for us to play, because where we've gone, where we want to be, we want to be one of those teams that they're talking about, like they talked about Miami last year, where they talk about Eastern Michigan in the West Division and what they've been able to do. We want to be that team, and also two teams that have been in close games and haven't been able to quite get over the hump sometimes. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens on Saturday, especially in the fourth quarter.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is UB Football Insider. Well, you mentioned injuries at quarterback. The guy who really was the trigger behind that turnaround last year, senior quarterback Gus Ragland, out of this game. He won't play. He didn't play last week. They've gone to their backup, a younger quarterback by the name of Billy Ball. It got me thinking, Coach, it feels like every week we're dealing with who's the quarterback, young guy, new guy. This will be your eighth game. You'll face four quarterbacks making their first career starts this season, and you'll be facing two other quote-unquote backup quarterbacks. And if you look beyond, it's not just your opponent, it's a MAC issue, because there's only five teams in the MAC that have started the same quarterback all year long. So give me your theory as to why and what kind of challenge that presents you in trying to prepare for teams.
Well, there is a challenge, but still, we talk about today's college football with what is your system. Now, the one team that maybe breaks that a little bit sometimes is Kent in what they're doing offensively, because we have had a chance to kind of see them still in crossover games. They seem to add a little more wrinkles offensively. But you still have so much time to practice. And if guys are coming back, you have to stay within what you've spent the whole spring ball, August, everything that you're working on that you want to do. But it can be challenging. The thing about Billy Ball, though, is he started against us
two years ago.
In fact, he's from Woodstock, Illinois. When we were back at our last job, we had a chance to see him on 7-on-7s on our campus and things. So there's film of him, and it's somebody that we have played against, and he did play last week. So you can kind of get an idea. You know, some you know, there's a reason why a guy's a starter. Might be arm strength, might be his mobility, might be his ability to run the ball on called plays. There's a lot of things, and usually the next guy, there's going to be something a little bit different that they're going to kind of maybe pull back. And sometimes, again, you may have to pull some things back just because your depth at quarterback is maybe in jeopardy. So you're not going to run your quarterback as much. But at the same time, there's enough athletes, like you alluded to, six straight wins, almost beating an SEC team last year, and they were a young football team last year. Even though they still don't have a lot of seniors completely in that two deep, this is a very, very experienced Miami of Ohio team.
Yeah, and they also come in with an outstanding defense, number three in the MAC in total defense. So the second week in a row, you'll be facing one of the top defensive teams in the MAC. Coach, appreciate your time. As always, good luck on Saturday against the Red Hawks in Oxford, Ohio.
Thank you very much, Paul.
All right, that's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. That's a 2:30 start on Saturday. We'll have it here for you on ESPN 1520. Our pregame show will begin 1 hour before at 1:30. When we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, we'll talk with Bulls cornerback Cam Lewis. You're listening to UB Football Insider from Learfield.
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to BullsBlueAndWhite.com for more information.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at A-Turf.com.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza, and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks no charge,
break out the Pepsi.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We thank Coach Leipold for joining us. Last segment was our Town BMW keys to the game for Saturday's game against Miami, and they are presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We love our town. Well, now we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about one of the guys who has been making a lot of key plays all season long. He is Bulls cornerback Cam Lewis, Jr. from Detroit, Michigan. Cam, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it for having me.
Yeah, welcome here to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. All right, we want to get everybody to get to know a little bit about who you are and what you are. They see you as the number 39 guy on defense making all kinds of plays, and that got me thinking, number 39 is a little bit of an unusual cornerback's number, right? It's kind of more of a fullback-y, run back, you know, number. So is there a significance to you wearing number 39?
Really, not really. When I first got here, it was given to me, and we were really told not to ask for new numbers, so I kind of embraced it, and it doesn't really matter what your number is, just who playing it, you know.
Right, but I know sometimes the numbers are, I mean, we've talked to some of your other teammates who the numbers are significant. Khalil Hodge wears number 4 because his dad wore it, you know, right. Things like that, so I know it's kind of part of your being as a football player, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, but I just make it work. And,
well, you're playing tough like a fullback would play tough anyway, so that's kind of part of the charm. All right, from Detroit, Michigan, tell me what it was like to grow up in Detroit and go to high school there and sort of be engrossed in a great sports town like that is.
It was pretty good. I played a lot of sports, football, baseball, soccer. So I was really football-oriented and grew up playing little league, neighborhood ball, little rough, dirty ball, you know. And trying to stay out of trouble. So my dad did a great job trying to keep me out of trouble, keep me into sports and
right.
school and stuff like that.
In addition to being an outstanding cornerback, you had 7 interceptions as a senior in high school. Yeah. You're also a pretty good wide receiver too. So
yeah.
Do you miss those glory days of being a wideout?
For sure. I love being in the end zone, so I try to get in whenever I can.
Right. Well, you have been there once already on defense as a Bull 2 years ago against Northern Illinois. But is that, you know, I mean, wide receiver is a glory position of all levels of football now.
Right.
Not only are you not one, you got to try to stop all those guys.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the opposite. So, you know, I try to not let them in the end zone, not try to pride myself on that, try to not let people score on me.
All right, well, you're doing a good job of that, too. I hear you were an outstanding baseball player in high school as well, too. What did you enjoy about baseball, and do you miss playing baseball at all?
Looking back, like going to watch little kids play now, yeah, I miss it a lot. I used to play center field and a little bit of shortstop and do a little bit of leadoff. And I just like the atmosphere of how the game is a little bit of failure, but you can make a lot of plays in it.
Speaking with Cam Lewis, Bulls cornerback here on the UB Football Insider Show. You a speed guy, stolen base guy? You a power guy? What kind of baseball player were you?
Speed and little singles and doubles. And in high school, I actually broke our school record for stolen bases, so that was pretty cool. Yeah, and my batting average was about like .330. Leading off, singles and doubles, really. Still
right.
My way around.
Tigers fan, I assume. Who was some of your all-time favorite Tigers players?
I go Cabrera right now.
No, hard to argue with that one,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, sure.
No, that's an easy choice.
I would have said Verlander, but he did get traded, you know.
You can't like him anymore, right?
No.
I'm sure you're rooting for him as the Astros are playing well now against the Yankees. As a matter of fact, that game coming up here later tonight, what a better place to come watch it than Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It'll be on all the monitors here as well, too. Other Detroit sports fans, were you a Lions fan? I mean, who did you root for growing up? Who are some of your heroes in Detroit?
Really, when you're from Detroit, all you root for is Detroit, you know,
mm-hmm.
trying to keep everything in Detroit atmosphere. So I'm a Lions fan, Red Wings fan, Tigers, Pistons as well.
Yeah. Right. No favorite line. I mean, I know, you know, much kind of like the Bills, the Lions have had limited amounts of success through your lifetime.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you remember much of Barry Sanders and stuff? Is that a guy that you rooted for? Or are you too young for that?
No, I'm too young for Barry Sanders. So we got really just kind of Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson is really who I grew up on and watching him play. To make a try.
You know, to be a cornerback, the old cliche is you got to have a short memory, right?
Right.
No matter what happens, you got to get on to the next play. You got to forget about it. How hard was that for you to develop? How tough was that for you to learn how to be able to do that?
It was very tough. And it was kind of tough for me to do that growing up as a whole, trying to have short memory. And my dad tried to drill that in me. So just coming up here, you just got to have a short memory, try to play the game of football, just period. You can't just dwell on the play that just happened. You got to move forward.
Food has been delivered. I'm going to let you eat in the commercial break, but we're not done yet with Cam Lewis. We're going to talk a little bit about the Bulls' defense, about his season, about what he's had to deal with playing with a broken thumb the last 2 games. You think that's a challenge? We'll find out how big a challenge it's been as Cam Lewis continues to join us here for the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
UB football returns to UB Stadium Tuesday, November 7th, when they host the Falcons of Bowling Green State. Kickoff is at 7:30. There's no better place to take in some midweek action than UB Stadium. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPointTeam. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Juice, Mom. Juice, juice, juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store?
Mom, I want juice.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
UB football returns to UB Stadium Tuesday, November 7th, when they host the Falcons of Bowling Green State. Kickoff is at 7:30. There's no better place to take in some midweek action than UB Stadium. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Bulls fans, I want to tell you the basketball season is just around the corner. Be sure to purchase your season tickets or get a group of friends together and take advantage of group ticket pricing. Both the men and women's teams are set to have another exciting season, and it's one you sure don't want to miss. For tickets or more information, visit ubbulls.com. We continue UB Football Insider at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, continuing to be joined by Bulls junior cornerback Cam Lewis. Every player that has been up here so far, Cam, has always been quick to say they would be playing basketball if they weren't playing football. Are you in that group too?
No.
No?
No.
There's an upset.
Yeah, baseball.
Baseball. All right, yeah, we knew that already. Baseball. We learned that in the last segment. So you're not a hoopster then very much.
Right? Nah, I'm not efficient in that. No,
all right.
Not at all.
Well, so now your season has been interesting in the fact that you broke your thumb against Colgate. You missed two games. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're back a couple of weeks ago against Western, but we see you out there with this giant club on your hand. What is it like trying to play cornerback with a giant club on your hand?
It's kind of hard, you know. You're trying to do everything like you have both of your hands, but you kind of don't, you know. It's kind of cut off. You can't press as much as you can as you want to if you had two hands, but I try to not think about it as much and just go with the flow, you know.
Right. I mean, using your hands, like you said, kind of putting your hands on receivers off the line is a big part of what you do as a cornerback. So how have you had to adjust the way you play?
I just throw it, like, you know, I just throw it like it's not even there, like it's not even broken, and just try to keep on playing through it. I just can't, like, if I think about it, then it's just going to slow me down. So I just try not to think about it and just go.
All right, so here's the scenario. Saturday at Miami, the quarterback throws one right to you. You undercut an out route. He throws it right to you. You got nothing but a touchdown ahead of you. Are you going to be able to catch it with the club on the hand?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
For sure.
How hard has that been to try to do?
It's been a struggle, but been practicing it a lot, you know. Try to practice it and try to see if I get an opportunity to try to make it.
All right. Well, that would be the play of the year if a one-handed cornerback can pull one off. So,
hope so.
We'll watch that. I was thinking of you. I asked you in the break. I said, are you a fan of the Rocky movies at all? Because I keep thinking of Rocky III and Clubber Lang. You remember? Did you see that one at all?
No,
and I'm like, we got to start calling him Clubber Lewis. Because I feel like you had two forced fumbles in the game on Saturday. Yeah. Did you just kind of jam the club in there and knock the ball out with it?
For sure. The second
see,
one.
It's a bonus for you.
It's a bonus, yeah. I try to use it to my advantage as much as I can.
Right. Is that literally how you force one of the fumbles? By just...
Yeah, the second one for sure. I was backside, and the quarterback had the ball in really kind of the wrong side, and I just hit the ball with the club, and it came out.
It's like playing with a sledgehammer on the end of your hand there, right? All right, Clubber Lewis, that's the new nickname for you. Well, overall, give me a sense of where you guys feel like you're at defensively. I know you're disappointed, and it was a very tough game to lose Saturday, but to only give up 14 points says an awful lot about where your defense is at. Give me a sense of what you're feeling about this unit.
Yeah, I feel like we're good, but... You know, we're not good enough. You know, we just want to get over the hump. Like, we can stop a team for 14 points, but we only scored 13 points, so we didn't get the job done. So the objective of the whole game is to win. So once we can do everything to help our offense win the game, that's what we're looking for. So as a defense, we're playing pretty good, but we can play better.
Speaking with Bulls cornerback Cam Lewis, overall the defense has made a lot of strides from last year. What has been the key there?
Gelling together as a family, as a whole defense, you know, knowing all the right calls and just doing your assignment. Everybody's assignment sound, and it just works perfectly.
Is that just the product of being in the system another year, being more comfortable? Is it simple as that?
Yeah, for sure. Just learning the defense. You know, luckily enough, we haven't had any coaching changes, so we had the same system, same plays, and all the things, and it just gels in. Like 3 years, 4 years, you should be able to know the defense.
All right, so now how are you viewing starting with this game against Miami on Saturday, and you're going to have a pretty good wide receiving threat to stop in that game. Their wide receiver, James Gardner, among the leaders in the MAC in touchdown catches and yards. But beyond this game, what do you feel like the mood of this team is heading into this stretch where if you can put some wins together, you know, this season could go to some places that maybe not a lot of people thought it could?
Yeah, we're just trying to go here and get a win, you know. You're on the road, everybody's against you. You really don't have a lot of fan base that's come on the road. So we just got to gel together and go get this win because we need it.
All right, and the give me a sense of where everybody's kind of mood is. We've talked so much about how the Bulls bounce back from the disappointing 7 overtime game, and now how are you going to bounce back from the almost opposite kind of game? What's the mood of everybody on your squad right now?
Just kind of like encouraged because we know we can win. Like, we know we can do it. Like, it's right there. So we know we can do it, and we're trying to put everything together. So everybody's still upbeat and think we can get this job done.
All right. Well, it all starts on Saturday when Cam and the guys head to Oxford, Ohio to take on the Miami Redhawks. It's a 2:30 start in Miami, and you'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520. Good luck with the hand. Get that the thumb.
Appreciate
good luck
it.
With the rest of the season. Great getting a chance to talk with you and letting everybody know a little bit about you, Cam.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Cam Lewis. He's the Bulls starting cornerback, our guest here on UB Football Insider. When we return, our buddy John Fuller joins us to look around the MAC, check on the games this weekend, talk a little bit about some of the outstanding statistical achievements for the Bulls this year. That is when the UB Football Insider show continues.
UB football returns to UB Stadium Tuesday, November 7th, when they host the Falcons of Bowling Green State. Kickoff is slated for 7:30 p.m. with amazing touchdown catches.
Hangs it up deep into the end zone. Jump ball caught. Touchdown!
And gritty defensive plays.
Looking to throw. He is rushed. Sacked!
There's no better place to take in some midweek action than UB Stadium. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Bulls fans, skip the lines and go Mold Bull. Get the most flexible ticket option for UB fans. You choose the number of tickets, the date, and the event. For more information, visit ubbulls.com/MoBullPass. My name is Paul Peck. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are here almost every Monday. That'll change a little bit as the schedule starts to go to the midweek games, but we're here every Monday recapping the previous week's game and previewing next week's game for the Bulls. That's Saturday at Miami. And we always wrap it up with John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, to give us a little bit of a lowdown on the MAC, on the schedule, on some of the stats. And as we talked about it with Coach Leipold, John, you've got two guys in the top five in the nation in statistical categories, which is amazing, and it just shows the kind of seasons that Anthony Johnson and Khalil Hodge are putting up right now.
And not only that, but one on each side of the ball, too. You know, Khalil Hodge right now tied for, or leads the nation in tackles per game with 14.4. We're only through seven games, and he's already over 100 tackles. I mean, usually 100 tackles in a season is quite an accomplishment. And he's already at 100. He has 101 tackles. He has five games to go. Just an incredible accomplishment. And Khalil today was named MAC Player, Defensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. Fourth straight week, the Bulls have had a MAC Player of the Week over the last 4 weeks. So a lot of great acknowledgement coming for the Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. And if Khalil Hodge continues to average about 14 or 15 tackles like he has, he might push 200.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. And I mentioned this to Coach, that he has 33 more tackles than the number two tackler in the MAC.
Well, not only that, but even in the nation. I mean, you look at it, he's first place in the nation in tackles per game, 14.4. He has 101 tackles. There's a guy right behind him from San Jose State who has 114 tackles, but he's played one more game. But then after that, the third place player in the nation has 77 tackles. Like that, it's crazy,
amazing.
The separation between those two players.
It's amazing. And Anthony Johnson, we also mentioned, fourth in the country in receiving yards, and you know, continuing well on the way to being the fifth Bull to hit 1,000 receiving yards in a season, right?
Yeah, and you know, what's more amazing about Anthony Johnson, he's played seven career games for the Bulls. Four or three of them already, he's had 140 yards or more receiving. In a game.
That's crazy.
I mean, think about it. This past week, he had 140. The week before that, he had 195. So, I mean, you know.
And 140 in the opener in Minnesota.
And 140 in the opener against. And only one other player has done that in the same season three times, and that was Drew Haddad back in 1999. And you remember what a special talent he was.
Absolutely. He certainly was, and certainly went on to a nice NFL career as well, too. So, you know, I think the other thing we talked with Coach about is, you know, all these games have come down to one play or two, and I know you ran the numbers on the combined point totals for the four losses this year.
Yeah, Bulls have lost four games this year by a total of 18 points. And they're two conference games by a total of 4 points. I mean, they're right there, right there in every single game. And you just have to hope that, you're going to turn, turn that around.
Right. Well, and as you look at the standings and you look at the schedule, there's going to be some opportunities here. You know, the Bulls still play the two teams ahead of them in the MAC East. That would be Ohio and Akron, and still have games against two of the three teams behind them in Miami and Bowling Green. So there are opportunities to catch up. And even though Akron is off to somewhat of a surprising 3-0 start, they've got some tough games left. The MAC East is certainly up for grabs.
It's wide open, and fortunately for the Bulls, everything, you know, they pretty much, except for Ball State, every other team they're going to play now is in the East. So, you know, everything is, you know, it's in their hands. And I told Coach, I think, the other day, I was like, just to remind him, you know, in 2008, when the Bulls won the MAC championship, they started out 1-0, and then they lost their next two games in heartbreaking fashion. Remember, we went and lost at Central Michigan by a field goal, and then we lost in overtime at home to Western Michigan. They ran the table after that and won the MAC championship. So it's all right there for the Bulls if they want.
Yep, history tends to repeat itself. Let's see if it does again. John, thank you as always for the update. John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of UB Football Insider. We'll talk to you Saturday from Oxford, Ohio. The Bulls and the Miami Redhawks, a 2:30 kickoff right here on ESPN 1520. Thanks for joining us for UB Football Insider
Sports Network. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners. Ad Pro Sports, New Era Cap, by WGRZ Channel 2, by Town BMW, ComDoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.